Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
The latest cancellation, again, no surprise, was the minor league baseball season. And on the phone with us, I want to say good morning to John Adams, the president of the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Rail Riders. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I think a better question is, how are you doing? What exactly does a president of a minor league baseball team do when there's no season?
You know, it's definitely been a unique time for everybody, right? I think answering that question depends on the day and if you go back in reverse where we were at in different stages of March, April, May, June, and now July. It's been a roller coaster ride for sure.
How long did you expect this news to come? I'm guessing you heard whispers for a while, and then this news didn't come as a huge surprise to you, did it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the news yesterday was probably more of a formality and, honestly, closure more than anything, I think. I think we've anticipated this for at least a month. It doesn't take an expert to look at and realize that sporting events weren't happening. Even as you enter the green phase, you couldn't have more than 250 people at the ballpark. For minor league baseball, we don't get the broadcast, the media rights revenues that major league sports get. We need people in the ballpark to run the business. So anything we did was losing money and putting people at risk, so we've seen the writing on the wall for a while, which is why it's been just about a month now. We put rollover and refund options out to our fans and having those conversations with our partners and the like, because we just wanted to get ahead of it. We didn't want to wait for the formal cancellation. Yesterday we finally got that closure and move on and start thinking about 2021.
Was there ever any discussion about having the major league teams just help add funds to the minor league teams even more so than they probably do already, just to keep the players on the field, to keep the development going? Because, I can't personally relate to this, but you hear things from athletes who take a year off of their sport and they go, they regress. They need to keep playing.
I think the challenge is the health and safety of the players, right? I mean, you talk about the minor league system, there's 160 teams, affiliated teams throughout the country, and doing anything related to normal and sending all the affiliate clubs, sending their players out to 160 different markets that are in different stages of where they're at handling the pandemic and candidly different levels of how their players are treated in those markets. There's one thing, we have a beautiful facility here at PNC Field and at the AAA level and players really get taken care of, and we have a lot of fan support and community support and great ownership. But there's some of the lower tiers and even a handful of I don't want to say handful, but there might be some AA and AAA teams that don't have the amenities we have, don't have the ability to keep the players safe, and And these guys are going to hotels or, you know, host families, and you just, there's so many different dynamics that it's next to impossible to figure out those logistics and keep the players safe.
And I guess you also have the issue of players who, you know, live outside the country coming in, and then the quarantines. I guess it is too much for you to handle. But okay, so there's no season this year. I mean, the optimism has to be there for next season. There'll be baseball again. But that doesn't mean, and I heard rumors about this for a couple weeks, but that doesn't mean there will be no baseball players at the park, correct?
Yeah, so we're, right at this point, you know, up until, about a week ago, where we started to get wind that we might be the host location for the Yankees taxi squad, we had planned the summer filled with events. You know, we had travel youth baseball tournaments, having conversations with them, youth clinics and camps and drive-in fireworks shows and things kind of, you know, prepared to use the ballpark as a community asset. And I think the original plan was the major league clubs were going to use their spring training facilities for their, what they're calling their taxi squad or overflow players. And then, you know, the pandemic hit Florida really hard, which is where a lot of these spring training facilities are, and they had to pivot. We started getting wind, and not directly from our affiliate at this point, and nothing on them. I think they're trying to figure it out as they go. That we were in consideration to host some guys, and we've had a lot of questions coming down from the Yankees about our ballpark and some of our staff and different things that need to be done. We have yet to hear any kind of official word from the Yankees that they're coming here. We anticipate they are. We are preparing as if they are. But as of right now, we haven't got that formal word, but now, hopefully they do. We would welcome them, and we'd have to figure out what that means for the community and what access we might get and how we could still utilize the ballpark to give some sort of community experience.
Gotcha. So, and to answer probably the question I think a lot of fans have, can they hug or high-five Aaron Judge?
Yeah, no, I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that. You know, and then, you know, if you're on the Yankees media list, which I am, I got their kind of spring training roles for media, even forget the fans,
very
for
different.
Media, and you know, their interviews are Zoom interviews only during spring training.
It's changed things quite a bit.
Yeah, the number of media that can be there is capped, and they have to be on the 200 level of Yankee Stadium. I can't get any closer than that. So it's a different world right now. We got to figure out how to use technology to connect with people.
Yeah. When I first saw the headline yesterday that the season was canceled, my first reaction, and it didn't even faze me. I just expected it. I thought it said the Major League Baseball season had been canceled. And I know you're laughing, but like I thought, well, because there's been issues with how they're going to pull it off, and then the number of cases is rising. And I just thought, well, I guess it was bound to happen. And I felt, what's next? Football? Everything is just the domino effect. It's all going to get canceled. And it still wouldn't shock me, but so now that you might be having players from the Yankees come in, again, talking to team president for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Railroaders is John Adams. Now that you may be having some players come in and you had all these events planned, does that mean those events are now on hold, or you just have to figure out how to make it work with this, the team, the facility being used for players to work out?
We don't know. We don't know the answer to that question, which has been, obviously frustrating. We understand because, like I said, I think they're still, this was a last second pivot. Mm-hmm. A lot goes into, getting Yankee Stadium ready for spring training. You know, they have an infectious disease expert that comes in and goes over what they need to do to keep Yankee Stadium safe for their players during training camp. And I think they're wrapping that up and learning as they go. And I think we've certainly been proactive in asking that question and trying to figure that out. But they haven't gotten back to us yet because I'm assuming they're a little bit of a scramble trying to figure out things on their own. And once they do, we'll start to get some answers from them. And we hope we don't have to. But obviously we would, certainly understand and do what we need to do to be good partners and help the Major League Baseball season happen.
If there's a possibility of doing special events, I have an idea for you. And it's just because
All right, hit me.
Here we go. We set up a temporary fence at like 100 feet just to make it easy. 150 maybe. And we do a media, because I just want to play baseball again, do a media home run derby.
Well, you joke, but one of the events that we were kind of planning internally was a community-wide home run derby.
Really?
With high school players and youth players. We were going to put the turtle out at second field or at second base for youth players and see who was the home run champion of Northeastern PA. So that was kind of one of the things we were planning to work in between the scheduled events of outside people coming in. And even in a socially distanced situation, you could bring one or two people in at a time and do that. And we planned on, kind of broadcasting that on our social media platform. So if that does happen, integrating a media element of that actually sounds kind of fun.
I told Webster this morning, I said, another idea I have, it's more of a name and I don't know what we do with it. And it's not till March anyway. And it may be a horrible idea because, again, I don't know what it is. It's called the Slides of March. Now, I don't know what we do with it, but there's something there. I think it's a sliding contest for somebody, and it happens in March. We have time to plan. We can get back to that. I got to say this. It's a shame that the season is off, mainly because I can't remember if it was last season or the year before you guys had the anniversary of the movie The Sandlot, and the guy who played Ham came in. And
You know what? I just got done. Well, I have 10-year-old triplets.
Oh, wow. My God.
And I just watched Sandlot with them last night for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So that was a lot of fun. But, it's just disappointing. This is my first season with the team. And I started here in January. So really the first 2 months was just trying to get my arms wrapped around the business. And was really looking forward to the game starting and really getting to know our fans and our partners at a deeper level. There's no better way to build relationships than at the ballpark.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, your phone's cutting out just a little bit. The reason I brought it up is that minor league baseball across the country, and especially the leaps and bounds that have been made here in Northeast PA. So the last time I had seen a game before I moved, it was in the late 90s. It was still the Phillies. It was the turf. It was the way the park has been redesigned and reimagined is so awesome. And my son went, he met the actor. I can't think of what his name is, the Ham. He met him.
Oh, yeah.
They took pictures. My son thought it was the coolest thing. My son left that game with, I want to say, 4 or 5 bobblehead dolls, 2 baseballs, and a stuffed animal. And I don't think I paid for any of it. I don't know how it all happened, but it was such an awesome fan experience. And it's so fun for the family. So it's a real shame to see this stuff go, because sometimes out of sight, out of mind, it can hurt things. I think because everything is stopped right now, we're probably in a position where people will we'll have to get creative to get people's attention again. I'd be happy to help down the road when we get back to whatever normal is in the future. But look, John Adams, I got to take another break here. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Who would have thunk in your wildest dreams you get a job as the team president and there's no team to watch? Go figure. It's crazy.
We're all figuring this out together.
Hey, John, well, welcome to the area and better luck next year, I guess. And if you need any help putting any of these events, let us know, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.